Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Amen. Do not neglect to. That statement begins the second and the last sentence of today's second reading, which I find interesting because it can only be found six times in the Old and New Testaments of the Bible. And one-third of those references we heard today in one reading. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Those two verses are mutually inclusive. They are not mutually exclusive. And unless we embody both verses as individuals and as a Christ-like community, then we are missing opportunities to entertain angels, or even worse, we miss the opportunity to entertain Jesus Christ. In the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, the people asked Jesus, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or alone and away from home or without clothes or sick or in prison? When did we see these things and not help you?" And Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, anything you refuse to do for even the least of my people, you refuse to do for me." The Holy Spirit, through the authors of the Old and New Testaments and the words of Jesus Christ, are constantly trying to communicate the message that godly, Christ-like hospitality is not something we're to do only on Sunday mornings or at other church events. Psalm 146:9 says, "The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphans and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin." Paul in Romans 12 exhorts us to contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers. And Jesus tells us, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would need to be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Those scriptures and more teach us that hospitality is a quality of God, and is therefore a quality that we as God's people are called to show through our actions, especially when we declare Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. In the Welcoming Congregation, which we are studying right now, Pastor Brenton says, "The challenge of Christian hospitality is to embrace all people as God has embraced us in Christ." The challenge of Christian hospitality is to embrace all people as God has embraced us in Christ. This involves developing the skills to see everyone as a child of God, a sinner for whom Christ died, a person bearing the image of God, no matter how obscured that image might be through personal sinfulness or societal prejudice. Poet Kathleen Norris in Dakota, A Spiritual Geography says, "True hospitality is marked by an open response to the dignity of each and every person. True hospitality is marked by an open response to the dignity of each and every person. Henry Nouwen has described it as receiving the stranger on his own terms, and asserts that it can be offered only by those who have found the center of their lives in their own hearts. Hospitality is where the true heart of Jesus Christ begins to be found in our hearts, as we give someone else's desires and needs a higher priority than our own wants, our own desires, and our own needs. Unselfish actions, making room in our lives and in the lives of others for this biblical statement to become an everyday reality. Let mutual love continue. Let mutual love continue, especially when the lives of the others we are called to continually love are those whom we do not know or do not know well. Do not neglect to do good. Be good to others and to share from your blessings, because such sacrificial gifts please God and show others the unconditional love Christ has for them. And do not neglect to show hospitality to the outcasts, to the forgotten, and the lonely of society, whether they are in prison, whether they are in a nursing home, away from their homes because of war or natural disasters, or living alone in the building or the apartment next door or across the street. Because by doing so, you will be entertaining not just angels, you will be extending kindness and hospitality to Jesus Christ himself. Christian hospitality answers and responds to what the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said is life's most persistent and urgent question. What are you doing for others? What are you doing for others? We'll have a moment of silence for reflection upon the scriptures and the sermon.